The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the May 2023 issue of Scout Life. And look what we see on the front page. We have some bikers with the caption, "The Wheel Deal." For 25 years, this Pennsylvania troop has pedaled to summer camp. And in the right-hand lower corner, grab the gear for bikepacking adventures. Scout cast for fish far from shore, plus comics, jokes, and much, much more. From Boy Scouts of America, what we can look forward to in this issue, featuring page 10, They Ride Again. For 25 years, this troop has pedaled to summer camp, creating memories and a legacy. Page 14, Gear Guy. On the road, get your bicycle ready and grab this gear to go bikepacking. On page 18, we can look forward to Some Scouts Went to CCC. These Florida troops hauled in their dinner during an offshore fishing trip. And on page 20, Scouting Around, Ring of Fire. Not all campfires are built equally. You can arrange your firewood to get different results depending on the weather and how you want to manage the fire. Page 22, Marriage Badge Minute, First Aid, Art, Life Saving. Page 38, Scout Life, How to DIY Mother's Day Gifts. Mother's Day is May 14th. Show mom you care with these handmade gifts. Our departments, we have Hitch and Rack, page 2. Heads Up, page 3. Page 7, Ask Us Anything. Page 8, Scout Life Headliners. Page 40, Fitness First. Religious Emblems on page 40. What's Up on ScoutLife.org, page 41. And Think and Grin, page 43. Our comics this month, Mazes and More, page 24. Lion Pride, page 28. Tiger's Adventures on page 29. Page 30, Wolf Gang, and on page 30, The Bear Bunch. Page 31, We'll Be Loyal Scouts. Arrowheads on page 31. Dink, Duff, and Desi, page 32. Pee Wee Harris, page 33. Wacky Adventures, page 34. Scouts in Action, page 36. And more Scouts in Action on page 37. Let's start right away with Hitch and Rack. What's it like to work for Scout Life? What does your day-to-day work look like? I get to the office around 7:30 each morning because the early bird gets the worm. The only problem, no one brings me any worms. I can't tell you it's always a walk in the prairie, but I work with a great team that loves bringing you an action-packed magazine month after month. I really like Scout Life. I enjoy reading about the things you can build and the adventures of other scouts. I think the jokes page is the best. Thank you and keep up the good work. This is Mitchell V. in Loveland, Ohio. Mitchell, you're going to like the next letter. Read on for a joke that has me quacking up. I know eagles don't quack. That's just how funny it is. Thank you for making Scout Life possible. Some of my favorite parts are the scouts in action and the jokes. The reason I like the jokes so much is because I like to read them to my family. Here is one of my favorite jokes you could use in the next issue. What does a pig say on a hot summer day? I'm bacon. That's from Blake R. in Frono, Missouri. Or for my fellow birds, caw, caw, Blake. You're a funny guy. And I've got great news. Your joke is officially in the issue. But you just read that. If you want to submit more jokes to Scout Life, visit jokes.scoutlife.org. What are some ways to get new scouts for my troop? That's from Matthew N. in Prince George, Virginia. This is a great question, Matthew, and one many scouts may consider. I think you should find a local Cub Scout pack meeting during which the leaders will let you share some of the fun things your troop does. The oldest Cub Scouts are likely looking for a troop they can join. Also, suggest a bring a friend troop activity like a movie night at your next unit meeting. Some of the best new scouts are the friends you already have. I really like the jokes you always put near the end of the scout life. The first things I do when I get one of the magazines is flip right to the jokes. I especially like the jokes are from readers. Another thing I like is the funny captions. Those add extra excitement to reading the magazine. In particular, I forgot to alpaca my bags. That cracked me up. Charles S. from the Internet. Wow, it's a great day to be the think and grin section of Scout Life. Chase, I hope you're reading this, but if I know you, you're already on page 43, laughing it up, and I fully agree with you. The funny caption section of the magazine and website are hilarious. Give us your best funny captions for this month's picture at go.scoutlife.org/funny-captions. Okay, I'm off to scrounge up some bacon. No joke. I've been thinking of it since Blake had me laughing my feathers off. Everyone have a fun, funny month. May 17th is Bike to School Day. Start pedaling. Calendar. May is Get Caught Reading Month. See Scout Life's reading contest on page 6. May 14th is Mother's Day. Heads up. Fast facts. Trees. Trees are the longest living organisms on Earth. The oldest in the world is the Great Basin Bristlecone Pine in California. It's 4,855 years old. Some trees can produce fruit, chocolate, coffee, or nuts. With a height of 380 feet, the tallest tree in the world is a coast redwood tree named Hyperion, located in Redwood National Park in California. It's the same length as 608 regular pencils laid end to end. There are about 60,000 trees species on Earth. Olive trees are resistant to droughts, diseases, and fire. Trees are everywhere in the world except Antarctica. Tree parts grow at different times throughout the year. A tree's leaves, twigs, and branches help reduce noise by absorbing and blocking sound. Shh! Heads up! Reading contest. Say yes to reading. Enter the 36th Annual Scout Life Reading Contest now. Write a one-page report titled, The Best Book I Read This Year, and enter it in the Scout Life 2023 Say Yes to Reading Contest. The book can be fiction or nonfiction, but the report must be in your own words, 500 words tops. Enter in one of these three age categories, 8 years old and younger, 9 and 10 years old, 11 years old and older. First place winners in each age category will receive a $100 Scout Shop gift card. Second place will receive a $75 gift card. Third place winners will receive a $50 gift card. Everyone who enters will receive a free patch like the one shown below that says, Scout Life, Say Yes to Reading. The patch is a temporary insignia, so it can be worn in the right pocket on the Scout uniform shirt. Proudly display it there or another item such as a vest, plaque, or trophy. In the coming years, you'll have the opportunity to earn other patches. The contest is open to all Scout Life readers. Be sure to include your name, address, age, and school grade on the entry. Send your report along with the business-size self-addressed stamped envelope to Scout Life Reading Contest, S306 P.O. Box 152079, Irving, Texas 75015-2079. Entries must be postmarked by December 31st, 2023. Read winners' complete reports at go.scoutlife.org/reading-contest. The 2022 winners are 8 years old and younger. First place, Anya P. She's 8 years old. Helotes, Texas, was reminded of the Scout Law after reading about a brave, helpful, and strong little girl in Matilda by Roald Dahl. In the book, Matilda learns she has special powers at an early age. She uses them to sometimes play silly tricks on bullies, including the principal of her school, Miss Trunchbull, who's mean to all students and teachers. One of the few people who knows about Matilda's power is her favorite teacher, Miss Honey. Matilda uses her power to help Miss Honey get her things back from Miss Trunchbull. Second place, Xavier L., age 6, Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, Rascal by Sterling North. Third place, Benjamin S., age 6, Arlington, Texas, Asmina, the Gold Glitter Dragon by Maddie Mara. 9 to 10 years old. First place, Amelia W., age 10, Hartselle, Alabama, read about a girl who learns to stand up for herself and smile by Raina Telgemeier. Amelia loves this book because she can relate to some of the things Raina talks about regarding braces. Raina has a hard time from 6th grade until high school because of her braces. She tried to avoid getting them, but one day she falls, causing one tooth to fall out and another to be pushed into her gums. For the next 4 years, Raina makes several trips to the orthodontist. She also has to have mouth surgery. Raina deals with being invisible at school and having unsupportive friends. Eventually, Raina learns how to stand up for herself, finds new friends, and discovers what makes her happy. Second place, Lucas L., age 9, from Livermore, California, hatched by Gary Paulson. Third place, Sherriman S., age 9, San Antonio, Texas, Biters by Tommy Greenwald. 11 years old and older. First place, James S., age 11, Edison, New Jersey, enjoyed reading Space Case by Stuart Gibbs because the author allowed him to try to solve the case throughout the book. Space Case is about a moon-based scientist named Dr. Holtz who is mysteriously found dead with his helmet on incorrectly. Everyone believes his death is accidental except for Dashiell, the first kid to walk on the moon. With help from his friends Zan and Kira, the trio goes on a mission to solve what happened to Dr. Holtz. After a long hunt and almost being defeated, the trio successfully captures the murderer with help from the assistant moon-based commander, Chang. I also enjoyed this book because you could connect with Dash when no one believed or agreed with what he was saying. James writes, "We've all had times when no one agreed with us." Second place, Andrew D., age 11, Cookeville, Tennessee, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis. And third place, Calvin G., age 11, Rockford, Minnesota, The Panderwicks by Gene Birdsall. Ask us anything. Heads up. I have a question and I don't know who to ask. Jenny and Steve are here for you. I'm so bored. Every day is the same. I get home from school, watch TV, do homework, eat a snack, play video games, etc. I'm not allowed to have friends over without my parents being home. What can I do for fun while home alone? Jenny, I feel that would drive anyone bonkers. To break up the monotony, ask your parents if you can spend one day a week doing your homework at a friend's house. Choose a friend your parents know and are comfortable with, and make sure a parent will be there supervising you. Get your work done, and then you'll have a pal to hang out with. Steve, as you get older, your free time dwindles, so look at this as a chance to dig into something cool. Think about stuff you like. Art? Get some books, watch some videos, and learn to draw. Sports? Hone your skills with a basketball hoop or backyard soccer goal. Music? Strumming guitar will make time fly. My friend keeps getting mad because I get better grades than she does. I feel bad, but I don't know what to do. Jenny, that sounds like one competitive friend. Obviously, you should keep trying your best to get the highest possible grades. Most likely, there's something your friend does better than you, say sports or art. asked her to help you learn that skill and offered to study with her in exchange. Having friends with different strengths keeps things fun and interesting. You're always learning from one another. Steve, so true. I had a friend in high school, Mark, who was crazy athletic. He even got a track scholarship to a big-time college. It drove me nuts until I started to notice his social skills could use some work. And without even really realizing it at the time, he helped me with soccer and I helped him socialize. If you and your friend can come to a similar understanding, you'll both be better off. Sports Live Headliners, Shredding the Course. First Class Scout wins with BMX. Thomas Giraldo, age 13, hometown Indian Trail, North Carolina. Scout rank, First Class Scout, Troop 276 Indian Trail. Thomas made headlines for placing first at the 2022 U.S. BMX Bicycle Motocross Tar Heel Nationals and achieving expert class. The scoop. Thomas has been racing BMX for about 2 years. Also in 2022, he placed third and fourth at the 2022 Chesapeake BMX National Races in the intermediate class. He also won the regional USA BMX Gold Cup Championship Series and the standard triple in his class. He currently ranks fourth in the state championship series. Young Inventor of the Year, Eagle Scout is finalist. Dilling Nottingham, age 20, hometown Allen, Texas. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 131 in Allen. Dylan made headlines as a 2022 Toy and Game International Excellence Award finalist for Young Inventor of the Year. The scoop? Dylan created Primal Jaws, a dinosaur battle card game that he developed while earning the game design, graphic arts, entrepreneurship, inventing, and American business merit badges. A Cherokee citizen, Dylan is also a sculptor, winning Best in Show in the Bill Rabbit Art Legacy Award at the 2022 Trail of Tears Cherokee Art Market Youth Competition. His game is available at primaljaws.com. Next, we have Joseph Hedich, age 13, hometown, Antioch, Illinois, Scout rank, Second Class Scout, Troop 92 in Antioch. Joseph made headlines as a winner of the 2022 Reserve Organization of America Military Family Writing Contest. Joseph won $1,000 and presented his essay, My Story as a Military Child, at the ROA National Convention in Washington, D.C. Amang Banajare, age 7, hometown, Millburn, New Jersey, Scout rank, Wolf Scout, Pac 17, Short Hills, New Jersey. Amag made headlines for being named the 2022 Great Leader for the second grade at Wyoming Elementary School. Amag also placed second at the 41st Annual Friends of the Millburn Library Student Chess Tournament in the 5 to 7 year old category. And finally, we have Sophie Shell, age 15, hometown, Washington, D.C. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 248, Washington, D.C. Sophie made headlines as the individual youth recipient, outstanding volunteer service from the National Park Service. Sophie's Eagle Scout project involved working with National Capital Parks, East and Ward 8 Woods to rehabilitate and make more accessible the Dr. George Washington Carver Nature Trail. They ride again. For 25 years, this troop has pedaled to summer camp, creating memories and a legacy. Quentin Lawson cools down. Each scout brought 2 gallons of water to refill their bike bottles during stops. Try something new. That was fun. Do it again. Hey, we really like this. Go for a third time. This is the start of a tradition. By the 25th anniversary, it's part of your troop's identity. A legacy. That's the way the Scouts of Troop 76 in Fraser, Pennsylvania, view their annual cycling trip to Horseshoe Scout Reservation. It's a really special thing on our troop does, says Life Scout Autumn Davis, 15. It connects us with our past scouts. The guys pedaled their bike from their scout hut for 50 miles along suburban streets and country roads to summer camp, a tradition that began before the troop's current members were even born. The first ride. In 1998, a few scouts approached the troop's adult leaders with the idea of cycling to a summer camp. The adults helped them put together a training routine and map out a route that kept them off major roads. It would be a hilly trip with about 4,000 feet in elevation gain. After several training rides, everyone hopped on their mountain bikes and pedaled the 50 miles. The camp was abuzz with talk of the troop's accomplishment. "Oh, you're the troop that rode into camp." Practically every year, the scouts hear that question from a fellow camper. Their tradition is now well known and hasn't been duplicated by others. This is Troop 76's trip to Camp Horseshoe. Preparing for number 25. Not every scout chooses to ride. Those who do have their reason for participating. Some like the camaraderie. "I wanted to do it because my friends were doing it," says Star Scout James Kennedy, 15. "It seemed like a really good idea." Others see it as a challenge to conquer. "I wanted to prove myself that I could do it," says Eagle Scout A.J. Cook, 17. A.J., who was born with cerebral palsy and had hip and knee surgery in 2018, went on his first ride in 2020. Every year since, he had been determined to finish stronger. His third ride was a little different. "I feel there was more excitement in this group," A.J. says. "There was a lot of hype because it was the 25th ride." To ensure scouts were prepared, they had to complete training rides, including a 35-miler. The trips helped them become familiar with road rules, practice climbing hills, and adjust their cycling equipment. To check if a bike fits you, straddle its top tube and lift the handlebars until the top tube reaches your body. On a road bike, if there's an inch of space between the front tire and the ground, it should be a good fit. On a mountain bike, there can be 3 or 4 inches of space. Then you can get on a bike and adjust the saddle and handlebars. If the bike doesn't fit and you still try to ride, you'll eventually put stress on your back and knees. James bought a new bike because his old one was 2 sizes too small. "When I hopped on my new bike, my knees were where they needed to be. Not all the way up to my chest," he says. And some captions. Scouts switch positions throughout the ride. A.J. Jagan Mohan rides in front of Auden Davis, Darshan Kajuraj, and former scout Quentin Lawson. Then on the bottom right, James Kennedy leads the group. Every few miles, the scouts slow down to regroup, sometimes at the top of a hill. Riding downhill was more enjoyable than tackling a hill. And they're off. At 4:45 a.m., the troop met at the scout hut, packed their summer camp gear in the trailer, checked their bikes one last time, took some photos, and hit the road. What lay ahead sounded scary. The Tunnel of Terror, Heart Attack Hill, and Lost Scout Turn. But the scouts knew these were mostly fun nicknames given to certain points during past trips. For example, the Stairway to Heaven referred to a long, steep hill that ended at a church parking lot. Some weren't so fun. The Tunnel of Terror is a pitch-black tunnel that follows an old train line. "The whole thing is a minefield of potholes," James says. The troop stopped several times to regroup and take a drink. The guys carried at least 2 bottles of water, snacks, and something to replenish their electrolytes, which helped regulate bodily functions. "At the 40-mile mark, I cramped up," Auden says. "I had to stop and rub my legs. They gave me a banana, half a Gatorade, and some electrolyte water." Unexpected breaks are part of the tradition, too. Everyone prepared for them. Adults drove in front of and behind the group to account for everyone, carry bike repair tools, and tend to scouts who needed to take longer breaks. It's camp time. The final stretch of the ride turned into a sprint. Racing to the camp's entrance, the scouts vied to cross the finish line first. It's a fun little competition to end a 6-hour trek. Bragging rights are one prize, but another reward all scouts get to enjoy is a picnic lunch. The guide's parents were waiting for them at the finish line, cheering them on and snapping photos. Afterward, they all ate a traditional Indian dish, along with hoagies, watermelon, chips, brownies, and cookies. Then it was time for summer camp, the first time riders could add the cycling merit badge to the badges they'd earned that week. All the scouts could claim their part in the troop cycling legacy, a unique experience that aims to challenge each generation of Troop 76. It takes a lot of hard work and perseverance to be able to do it, AJ says. It's right up there with Eagle, as far as I'm, is what I'm most proud of. Know before you go. Every scout can go on a bicycle ride with their unit, though longer trips require stamina and proper training. Before any ride, you must demonstrate you're physically fit. You must wear a properly sized and fitted helmet that meets safety standards, use the buddy system, and follow all traffic laws. Make sure your bicycle is well maintained, fits you, and has safety equipment. We were there. This magazine, then called Boys Life, featured Troop 76's fifth ride to the camp in July 2003 issue. That issue featured Assistant Scoutmaster Jim McCormick's son, an avid cyclist. Jim McCormick still helps organize the troop's rides to camp. It became a thing because the scouts came to me, he says. The scouts own it. We'll coach you, but it's your bike. The scouts do the work. If your unit has a cool upcoming trip or tradition, let us know by contacting us via scoutlife.org. You might be featured in a future issue. How about a couple of items from Think and Grin? Alex, what do you call a penguin in the Sahara Desert? Dreety. What? Alex. Confused. Gabriel, which month is a tree's least favorite? Micah, which one? Gabriel. September. Zachary, why don't we play cards in the jungle? Sam, why? Zachary, because there are too many cheetahs. Then we have a picture here. Looks like we're not going to get that pizza we ordered. Ooh, boy. Dinosaur. And finally, Liam, what did the cake say to Chuck Norris? Zach, I don't know. Liam, want a piece of me? That's from Liam K. in Charlotte, North Carolina. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.